Welcome to the Your Dream is Our Dream podcast, where we celebrate student success one dream at a time. This program is made possible by Kent ISD in partnership with WGVU. I'm Joy Walczak, and today I'm talking with Orly Duhovny, a junior at East Grand Rapids High, and EGR chemistry teacher, Dr. Tom Fox. Thanks so much for joining me today.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, we're looking forward to getting into this conversation because the two of you had a unique summer experience, which was also a learning partnership called FutureSolve 25. This is an initiative of Kent ISD in partnership with Banff Health and Kendall College of Art and Design, Ferris State University. Dr. Fox, can you tell us a little bit more about this program and how it benefits students from across our area?
Absolutely. So the FutureSolve program was initiated last summer, and this is the second version of the program. We had FutureSolve 24 and now 25, and it's a wonderful program that brings together students across the county, mostly our juniors and seniors, and it gives them an opportunity to work with the industry, innovative industry leaders, to explore the answers to questions that really do not have a correct answer, right? And so they spend 6 weeks working together in teams to explore the answers, or possible solutions rather, to these questions.
This is in partnership, as we mentioned, with Banff Health and also with Ferris State University, because students receive college credit and also experience that could help them in a career. Orly, why were you interested in becoming part of this program this summer?
At first, I became interested because my chemistry teacher, Dr. Fox, mentioned it to me in the beginning of the year. I decided to apply and move along with this process because I really enjoy the STEM side of things in my learning, and I wanted a sort of experience to kind of test like which side of that I enjoyed the most.
And did you have that experience at FutureSolve 25? Were you able to explore some new options?
Yes, I definitely was. I saw a different side of the medical field that I did not know was present before.
Tell me more about that.
Yeah, so we learned about the IT behind the medical field. We learned about the marketing, the business, all the management aspects of it, while we also learned about like machines and different like parts that that correspond together that I didn't necessarily know were kind of an aspect in the medical field. I just kind of assumed it was more like doctors, nurses, and kind of that whole process, but there was a lot more to it.
And Dr. Fox, you were able to teach as your experience from a chemistry teacher, but also in a new way, because this was about career exploration and also meeting students you hadn't met before and working with new colleagues. Can you tell me about that experience?
Absolutely. I would love to expand on what Orly just said, because I can say that Orly will most likely enter the medical field and probably be a doctor of some kind someday if she chooses to. And I think what she said about opening her eyes up to just the different dynamic parts of being in medicine, right, that it's not just the incredible knowledge that she brings and her intellect in science and STEM, it's also how she, maybe if she chooses to manage her own practice, what that's going to look like and how she's going to market that practice, or how she's going to integrate IT to organize her patients, right? And so it just warms my heart to know that Orly got this experience to get a more well-rounded view of what she might enter someday.
Absolutely. I'd love to hear a little bit about what you are dreaming of being in the future, Orly.
Yes, of course. I'm not necessarily sure what I'd like to be in the future, but I plan to continue my exploration down like the medical field. I definitely enjoy more math and science, so I want to experiment in those areas and see kind of what part of the like medical field I would prefer the most.
And with your experience at Banff Health this summer with our educators, you were able to explore some questions. What question did you and your team explore?
We tried to focus on the culture we created a SWOT analysis, and we implemented solutions with each weakness and improved the opportunities and helped focus on the threats and so on.
How did it feel to be part of what could be a solution for an organization like Banff Health? And also, what was it like working with colleagues from other school districts?
It felt very empowering. It felt great. It felt like we had an impact with the work that we spent 6 weeks on. It, like, we got to, like, it had a real world application to it, and I felt like that was great. And working with other people from other schools, I mean, it broadened like my like social circle. I've created more friends, even from people in East from other grades. Like, I made way more friends that I'll get to speak to about like really anything. And it also showed different perspectives, and also those perspectives were implemented in our work and different ways of doing things and approaching our question.
So, Dr. Fox, when you hear about Orly talk about the impact of this experience this summer, what are your takeaways as an educator when you hear our students share?
Mm-hmm. It is wonderful to hear that Orly feels as if she expanded her social circle, both within East and outside of East, because as one of the educators who plans the curriculum and the day-to-day for the Future Sol program, that was one of our main goals for year two. It was an area of growth from year one, and it's just great to hear her say that. And we want to continue doing that for the program and have these students, you know, expand their and broaden their opportunities via other students, but also these companies, whether that might be an internship for their future or whatever comes their way as they work through their problems.
Orly, why do you think it's important that organizations like Kent ISD, Ferris State, also Banff Health, actually ask students your age about the problems that they're having and what solutions to them might be?
I think it is very important because I think that people don't know that students know a lot more than they think. And I think that students are actually very educated. And even if it's not to the same extent, I think that their viewpoints come from a different generation, or even if it is the same generation, it is a different point of view of things, just like the same for having people from different communities come together. And I think that this implemented the solutions because sometimes, like, the older generation does not think of the solutions that we think of because they don't know, like, kind of things even about, like, media and, like, so on that us, like, students really have, like, personal, like, experience with.
Dr. Fox, you must actually see that in your classrooms every day. Why is it important for other adults to understand that, even beyond our education communities?
I think one of the most important things to remember for adults, especially teachers, but all of us, is to really listen to our students. And that could be, in this case of the Future Sol program, to come up with a solution to a novel problem that they're facing. But it is also just when they come into the classroom or into the room, and to listen to what they're feeling, what they're needing, and not just always assume the best, right? So not assume that if they do something where you're questioning as an adult, they may have done that because of, you know, whatever they came with that day, or because of instruction wasn't clear, right? So just to drive home Orly's point, listening with an open ear and open heart to our young people is going to make a world of difference as we move forward as a society.
Absolutely. Orly, how are you going to take your success in the Future Sol 25 program this summer with you beyond high school?
Beyond high school, this Future Sol program has helped me establish more confidence in my, like, even in my presentation skills. We focused on that extremely throughout the program. And even though that seems like such like a minor thing, it really is impactful, and it empowers me to continue and want to speak in front of a larger group of people and have like this knowledge of how to present and how to showcase my our solutions that we created and my opinions as well. And I think that it also benefits like for other future internships and shows kind of what to expect and kind of establishes a foundation for what I should expect for the future and how to take the last internship and go even beyond that and further in another internship.
Everything Orly mentioned, from broadening her connections, practicing her presentation skills and confidence in front of an audience, you know, learning a more 360 view of the medical field. These are all the things we hope students take away. And also inevitably, by the fifth and sixth week, when these students present, you can see the change in them and their confidence and their growth and their development. I'm just so proud of you, Orly, and your team for what you did this summer.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Orly, what would you say to another student who might be considering an opportunity beyond their schooling?
I would recommend this program. I'm very grateful for what has brought me, and I would recommend it to anyone who's just even considering the medical field. It shows so many different aspects, and it also, I've made so many new connections that I still message these people. Like, I still, like, talk to them. I think, like, everyone, they're all great people that I worked with. I think that this program really also set me up for the next school year, and it focuses just on the students, and I think it's very important and valuable for everyone to experience.
Well, fantastic. We really congratulate you on your success in this program, and I can see a totally bright future for somebody who's going to make an impact in our medical world as well. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
And thank you too, Dr. Fox, for your commitment to this program and to students every day.
Absolutely. I'm proud to be part of this. Yeah, thank you.
We want to also thank everyone who's been listening today, and we'd love to share any stories that you have of students who dream big to help celebrate their success. You can find all of our stories at kentisd.org/yourdream. And I'm Joy Walczak. The Your Dream is Our Dream podcast is presented by Kent ISD in partnership with WGVU.